悉的一个身份，念耶稣，怀着新郎王最熟悉的一个身份。
Explain about the Pradhana and then all the elements, how they interact
and then it is formed. Then how Mahavishnu, you know, Karmadaksha Vishnu glances and all this creation, everything happens. So because all these things are happening, then Krishna or Vishnu, he enters into this universe and his consciousness spreads all over. Just in our body, our consciousness is spread. His consciousness spreads all over the universe. That's why the whole universe sometimes we say is the body of the Supreme Lord. So that's why universe, which is Brahmana. So this universe form is actually the form of the Lord, which is a temporary form. So once the material world is finished, this universe, material universe is finished, the form of the Lord which is there, which is the form of the universe, that is also finished. Unlike all other Vishnu forms, like Narasimha, Vamana, all these forms, like Shri Ram, Sundar, all these forms are eternal forms. They are always present eternally in the Vaikuntha planets. And when Shri Ramachandra is here, it's not that he started his pastime at a particular point in time. Ramachandra's form was formed at a particular point in time. Only when Prahlad Maharaj passed, then Krishna suddenly put up a mask and came out as a Narasimha Dev. It's not like that. It's explained in Vaikuntha planets. So Narasimha's form is eternally residing there. Shri Ramachandra's form is eternally residing there. So all these Vishnu forms are like Matsya Kurma, all the forms are eternally there. It's not that a particular point is not there. But of course, they also manifest here in the material world to enact all the past times. Whereas the Vishnurupa form does not. It is temporary. When this material world is formed, the Vishnurupa form is there. Actually, the whole form is actually the form of the Lord. And they say, you know, the Chatur Varnas. Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudras, all these people appear from the head of the Lord, then Aparayana and Anna appear from the arms of the Lord, like his eyes and then feet. So all these things are explained, which is the form of the Vishwarupa. And also this Vishwarupa is not really very pleasant to see. It is actually very careful, very disturbing. It is not something very happy to see. And Arjuna also says later in this, that you know, this form I cannot see, please can you show your normal 400 form and then the 200 form. And the chapter progresses, it's explained. And also Krishna explains to Arjuna, okay, I am showing you only this form, never was this form shown to anybody before. This Vishwarupa, this universal form was never shown to you first time. It was also shown, even though here Krishna is telling, this is the first time I am showing you, never before I have shown, never it will be shown to others also in the future, like his comments Krishna makes. It was shown one or twice or a few times before this Vishwarupa. Any guess? When was it shown? Okay, 200. Any other answers? Vishwarupa, 300. So this Vishwarupa was also shown to Duryodhana. Duryodhana and the Kauravas. When Lord Krishna, he went as an ambassador on behalf of Pandavas to Duryodhana's palace. Duryodhana wanted to arrest Lord Krishna. So when Duryodhana wanted to arrest Lord Krishna, that is the time Krishna manifested his Vishwarupa. He showed his Vishwarupa and then Dushyanta was trying to arrest him, bind him with a rope, which is impossible anyway. So it's impossible for Yashoda to follow him and Dushyanta matter. But the important thing is he showed the Dushyanta. Then how come he is telling, I am only showing to you? And then he also showed the Vishwarupa form to, he explained that he was Vamadeva. So when he came as Vamadeva, he showed him to Parimala Krishna. When he wanted to capture the three beings, the entire universe, so he, you know, he took the Vishwarupa form, means that he can, you know, cover. So that is the time he showed Parimala Krishna the Vishwarupa form. And then another time also he will explain, Yashoda Mata saw the universal form of Lord Krishna when Krishna was eating money. They show me, you know, what you are eating, open your mouth and see, I am not eating anything. He chose the mouth. In fact, you can see the whole universal form. Then why is it Krishna is telling, I have never shown it before to anybody else? I'm only to you, Arjuna. What is the answer? It is explained, Prabhupada explains in the Purports in the same chapter, that when we show it to Duryodhana and elsewhere also he explains, he only showed partial manifestations of the universal form. Yet he showed the complete manifestation of the universal form or the Vishwarupa. In the earlier instance, he showed partial manifestations. He did not show the entire thing. That's why here Arjuna is in one sense very fortunate, because he could see the complete universal form. Everything from top to bottom, everything. Like, to understand the correct analogy, somebody says, I want to, you know, I have seen the whole of Singapore. Maybe you have seen certain parts of Singapore, not the whole of Singapore. Correct? Some people might have seen, some tourist towns, maybe he has only one day time. He has seen Singapore, but you know, certain parts. Maybe Bombay or this and then like that, and he goes back, then got up, finished. But some people have seen more. So like that, what he showed in the earlier passage was partial manifestation of the universal form. Whereas for Arjuna, Arjuna could see everything. Complete. There was nothing left. He did not see, like, you know, any street or any apartment inside the apartment. Everything he has seen complete in full manifestation of the universal form. Whereas in the other aspects of Krishna, he saw only partial manifestation. Then many people say, especially when they read this 11th chapter, when we go out from preaching, for them 11th chapter is very favorable for anti-preaching. For us, we want to preach. For us also, this is the most favorite chapter. Like when we go for challenging kind of a preaching, people also challenge from this chapter. They choose from this chapter to challenge, especially in South India. They say, Krishna is coming from Vishnu. All the South Indian samurai, when we go there, everybody says, Krishna is coming from Vishnu. Vishnu is the origin and Krishna is coming from Vishnu, the foreign form. Like Tirupati, Sri Rangam, you go to Kerala, Patna, or something, anywhere you go, they always quote the 11th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. You see, Krishna's superhuman form, if you can easily see, whereas the Vishwarupa form, and you know, cannot see. Vishwarupa is the ultimate form. And in fact, Arjuna had to be divine eyes to see. This shows the superiority of Vishwarupa. Arjuna otherwise he never came Krishna in Mahabhutta. But whereas you see Vishwarupa, they say Vishwarupa is much superior. Which Arjuna cannot see with the normal way. That is why he had to be given the divine eyes to see the Vishwarupa. That's why Vishwarupa is the spring and the main form from which comes the all other things. So this Maya is preached like this. Then the devotees say the 400 form is superior. The Satan Sampradaya says the 400 form is superior, and from that comes Krishna and all the things. But we don't have to go outside the Akhanda Srimad Bhagavad Gita, not the Akhanda Srimad Bhagavad Gita. We don't have to go. All the answers for all these challenges, you know, fortunately we have everything in this 11th chapter itself. So how do we refute this kind of, you know, less intelligent comments or arguments? How do the intelligent devotees counter these kind of things? How do we counter? Did Arjuna need special eyes to see the Vishwarupa? Definitely yes. So is that the reason to say that Vishwarupa is a superior form to the other forms of Krishna? But they say, he could also be seen from just like that. Why did he say like that? So if you read the like last 4 or 5, for any chapter, the most important is the beginning verses and the conclusion verses for any chapter. In between Swamiji first explained, but that is not the main thing. The important thing is the conclusion slokas of the Bhagavad Gita. If you read the conclusion of this chapter, Arjuna says, I cannot see your form, it is so fearful, it is so upright, and I feel really disturbed, my mind is totally disturbed. Okay, please show me your four-handed form and then the two-handed form. No one before you has ever seen his primal form, unlimited and full of glaring effulgence. Oh, best of the Kuru warriors, no one before you has ever seen this universal form of mine, for neither by studying the Vedas, nor by performing sacrifices, nor by charity, nor by pious activities, nor by clear finances, can I be seen in this form in the material world. You have been perturbed and bewildered by seeing this horrible feature of mine. Now let it be finished. My devotee, be free against the all disturbances. With a peaceful mind, you can now see the form you desire. Sanjaya said to Dhritarashtra, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, having spoken thus to Arjuna, displayed his real four-armed form and at last showed his two-armed form, thus encouraging the fearful Arjuna. When Arjuna thus saw Krishna in his original form, he said, O Janardana, seeing this human-like form, so very beautiful, I am now composed in mind, and I am restored to my original nature. Then Krishna says in verse number 52, the Supreme Personality of Godhead said, my dear Arjuna, this form of mind you are now seeing is very difficult to behold. Even the demigods are never taking the opportunity to see this form, which is so dear. So, Durdarsham Idam Rupam. You see, this shloka is coming after Krishna finished the universal form. He finished the universal form, then he finished the 400 form, then he showed the 200 form. And Krishna is telling, now he mentioned this, what he mentioned, this form, that means this 200 form is even more difficult. Even if I give you special eyes to see universal form, you may be able to see universal form. But this form, this 200 form, even with any special eyes, you cannot see. This 200 form is very difficult. That's why it says, Su Durdarsham Idam Rupam Drishtavan Ati Yanmama Deva Api Asya Rupasya Nityam Darshana Kamshinam. Even the devatas are always anchoring to see Vishnu and his form. That's why, you know, when Krishna was in the womb, he was to be delivered. At that time, all the devatas went to see, they wanted to see the Vishnu and his form. And even there is another pastime, Mahavishnu comes right to Dwaraka to see Krishna, the 200 form. Brahma also comes to see Krishna there. So like that, they cannot see the 200 form so easily. What to speak of the 200 form? Even the Vishwarupa form, Krishna declared earlier that, you know, by reading all the Vedas, by doing all the austerities, all the tapasyas, also you cannot see. The Vishwarupa also you cannot see. You still need a tinge of devotional service. Bhakti only you can see even the universal form. Not only the special eyes, but also you need bhakti. And here he says, the next shloka is very nice. The form you are seeing with your transcendental eyes cannot be understood simply by studying the Vedas, nor by undergoing serious penances, nor by charity, nor by worship. It is not by this means that one can see me as I am. If you see this shloka 53 and earlier, Krishna says, what was the earlier shloka? You compare. Which one he is talking about? Some people may say he is still talking about the... talking about the Vishwarupa, right? But he is not. He says, if you compare text number 48, translation, and text number 53, what is the difference? Text number 48 and text number 53. Text number 48, Krishna is telling, no one before you has ever seen this universal form of mine, for neither by studying the Vedas, nor by performing sacrifices, nor by charity, nor by pious activities, nor by severe penances, is from this material world. That is text 48.
What about text 53?
This form you are seeing with your transcendental eyes cannot be understood simply by studying the Vedas, nor by undergoing serious penances, nor by charity, nor by worship. It is not by these means that one can see me as I am. He is repeating almost the same words, right? To see universal form also is very difficult, doing all that. The two-handed form also is even more difficult by doing all that. Here Krishna is talking about the Vishwarupa form or the two-handed form. In verse number 48, he is talking about the Vishwarupa form. Whereas in verse number 53, he is talking about the two-handed form. What you are seeing now is two-handed form. So you have now that if somebody tries to refute the Vishwarupa form is superior, refer to these two verses, 48 and 53, and then it is even more difficult. Krishna is telling it is even more difficult. And all the devotees are hankering to see these two-handed form. It's very, very difficult. And he says, the only way to see this two-handed form is by, my dear Arjuna, only by undivided devotion service can I be understood as I am, standing before you and then thus speaking directly. Only this way can you enter into the mysteries of my understanding. And the final shloka is 55. And Prabhupada has given very elaborate purpose for this final two or three shlokas of this chapter, especially to refute outside people who are placed, even confused. Sometimes devotees go, they are also confused. No, in chapter number 11, we have refuted, especially devotees compared. They compared to somebody, you know, and then they again ask the general president or some devotees, like, Prabhu, I went up to Rupesh Vishal, they said, Vishwarupa is superior, I don't know how to. Really, they can, really, especially the Mayavadis, they are very tricky people. They are very healthy and tricky also. So here he says, my dear Arjuna, he who engages in my pure devotion service, free from the contaminations of fruitive activities and mental speculation, he who works for me, who makes me the supreme goal of his life, and who is friendly to every living being, he certainly comes to me. It is only by bhakti, only by devotional service. No other way, no specialized service required. Only by devotional service. There are many stories where even the Veera Sutta, what is the other name? The blind devotee. There are many blind devotee stories. What is the name of Veera Sutta? What is his name? Sri Krishna Karanamrita author, Villamangala Thakur. He was blind, but he received all the Krishna's pastimes. Like that, there are many things where people can see only by devotional service, only by bhakti, no other means. So, and also he said, Premanjana Krishna Bhakti Vilojanena, that means by only anointing with ointment of bhakti, one can see Lord Krishna's 200 form. It is otherwise, it is difficult, very difficult, or it is impossible. Question A, B, C, three options. It is difficult to see 200 form, it is very difficult to see, or it is impossible to see. Impossible to see. Without bhakti, it is impossible to see. And very nicely, they have also explained, Papa also explains that even Vishwarupa form, only you may have to make it a little bit of devotion. But you need unalloyed devotion to see the two-handed form, whereas the Vishwarupa form is a little bit of mixed bhakti also is bhakti. Even a little bit of mixed bhakti. But still, devotion is required to see the Vishwarupa form. But the two-handed form, without bhakti, how much percent? 99%? 99.999999%, no, 100% totally unknown, complete pure means no other direction, not 9-6 carat, what is that, 22 carat is 9-6 gold or something, not like that, 100% unalloyed devotional service, only one can see the 200 form of Krishna, not only that, especially for us, only by the Guru's mercy. Prabhupada explained, without my mercy, you cannot know what is Krishna, who is Krishna, what is his form, nothing, and you get totally confused. If Gita, we learn from this. If Prabhupada had not had these purpose, we could also, like many people outside, many, many foolish people, they're accepting this is okay, that is okay, everything is okay, all the issue. But without Krishna's mercy, it would be so difficult. Without Prabhupada's mercy, it would be very difficult to understand all these matters so nice. And Prabhupada's disciples, they always give practice, nice practice like this. So in this Samantha, they have Paramara Pata, all these matters are very, very nicely explained. So after this incident, there is some more incident when Krishna told Vishwarupa very well. After Arjuna, the pastime is over, the battlefield pastime is over. Advaita Acharya, he showed Vishwarupa how to Advaita Acharya. And also to Vinyananda. Why Advaita Acharya wanted to see the Vishwarupa? Sometimes devotees want to see the appearances of their friends. Somebody is very friendly. If somebody is my very close friend, and you know, I want you to show me your powers of your way. Hey, you said you bought that nice new car, show me your car. Show me your bank balance. Because they want to have an intimate thing, that they want to see the appearances. Hey, I really bought a very nice, diamond set. Last week, I want to see something like this. So then, if you are a good friend, you will feel very happy to see the opulences of your friend. Only very few people will feel envious. If somebody got a car, I'm envious. If somebody got a new nice diamond necklace, I'm envious. So on and so forth. And if there even outside, there will be some dispatch, especially envious people. Envious people, they acted in Germany or something. They did this with the biggest from the scientists. Sometimes they acted them also. they took 1 hour concentrate of the Greek doctor. They told, you know, they did some hypnotherapy or something, hypnotic, and said, you are alien years about this guy, you are alien years, who is the guy who is alien years? After he became totally hypnotic, he became so envious about that person. Then they collected the concentration of this. Breathing. All these three they collected to me in Varuna. I don't know what it is. His breathing for 1 hour of this envy of this person was collected. And then they said, when he was totally envious, he was only breathing poison. You give him oxygen, he uses poison. You give him oxygen, he uses complete poison. He said, for 1 hour of his breathing, what they collected, the poison, he could kill the big elephant or a boar or something like that. So much poison. So envious is really poison, you know. But devotees, they are not envious. Even if somebody gets some Prabhu buys a new car, somebody gets a nice promotion, somebody gets some nice money, good business, or something like that. Devotees want to, they are not envious, they are very happy. They want to see your opulences. Please show me your opulences. So Advaita Acharya wanted to enjoy and see the opulence of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he said, show me the Vishwarupa, what you showed to Arjuna. He knows his Krishna and Advaita Acharya showed him. And then he showed his Vishwarupa to Advaita Acharya. Pastime is very nice, explained in Chaitanya Bhagavata, but I don't have time running out of time. So on and so forth, like this. So that's all I have to say, but the most important thing is this 200 form of Krishna is so nice, and because of Prabhupada's mercy and our spiritual master's mercy, we are able to see all these forms, and we have established these temples around the world, home temples and outside temples, and we worship Radha Krishna deities, and we are able to see this Acharya is also not different from the actual form of Krishna, and we have wonderful pastimes. The wonderful pastime is now we have arranged boat festival to enjoy the 200 form of Krishna, not the visual form. Visual form, we are not interested. Because it's nothing enjoyable in that, so we are not interested in the visual form. And only for challenging purpose, or to put the record straight, we can use that. Show me your Vishwarupa if somebody claims it or otherwise. We are very happy with it. That's a nice pastime, right? For this boat festival. In some place, I think it is happened in Manasikanga. Another place, I think it has happened in Yamuna. I don't know. But Radha Rani and all the gopis, they were taking all the things to sell in the next village or something like that. They were taking walking Manasimhagar Yamuna. So let us take for this in Delhi Yamuna. They crossed in Yamuna. And they wanted to go to the other side of, and they are carrying the yogurt, sweetmeats, and butter, all these things. Milk and milk seeds and milk products, the tea, etc. They want to go to the other village. So in the town, there is only one boat, a very old boat. They are looking for, you know, maybe sometimes they are looking for a better taxi. This taxi is not nice, old or something like that. But they had no choice. They had only one old boat and one boy was sitting there. And they negotiated with him to cross the river to carry all their things. So we all know, no suspense, not in the, only the final thing we know who he is, but this boy in the boat was actually Krishna. But the gopis and Srimati Radharani did not know he is Krishna. So when they negotiated, he said, finally he said, you know, maybe you have to give so many sweetmeats, so much of butter, so much, because those days, no dollars, no paper currency. Everything was barter system. So Krishna bartered and said, I want so much of butter and sweetmeats and everything. They were asking too much, but there was no sign, because no other was. So finally they agreed, okay, whatever. They are almost asking 50% of butter. What else you are going to make profits of? We have to feed you, you have to go one wrong way. He said, okay, Krishna arrangement here, he removed all the other boats, only one boat. So they all got it. After going for some distance, Krishna says, oh, no energy, I cannot go anymore. Why you want energy? I didn't have any morning breakfast and lunch or whatever. I didn't have my breakfast. Now I'm very hungry. Unless I eat something, I cannot go. There is no choice. There is a fight between, you know, you must move, you must carry on. But we are getting late, the market, other villages, all other people will go and sell off, we don't have the market, we will lose all of them. You rush, after we go there, we will meet, you know, after you are now fast and say, now you cannot sit here for, you know, prasadam, you know, all these things. You please rush. So I cannot even go, my hands are very weak. Finally, they left and they said, okay, instead of arguing with him, better for extra, you could have eaten. Okay, one book is there, so finally they feed him. After feeding, he says, he drops, I've eaten so much, and he is sleepy. And he says, so then they fight with him, then he moves a little bit forward, and then he stops. He says, I cannot go anymore. Why is it, you know, my hands and feet are very tired? And you will see some details that don't come back to me and tell details. But overall, at least you understand, there is sort of this pastime of happening. So this my hands and feet a lot higher. So what should we do? Okay, maybe two bogies massage my feet, and two bogies massage my hands and palms. So it will become a little bit better than the end of the world. Then the bogies and Brahma and Radharani, what they say. I think, yeah. We'll go, your two feet and two hands will show you the river. That would be better. Rather than massaging your feet. Finally, they meet him up, so Krishna had to again move. He keeps on moving a little bit further. In fact, he says, hey, what's happening? There is a hole in the boat, it's a cold boat, there is a hole in the boat, and all the water is coming into the boat. This boat is sick now. The water is also coming into the boat. And he says, because the boat is becoming heavy, no choice, you will all drown. The only chance is to throw all of the things outside. They are very upset, but they cannot do, they have to save their lives. So Radha Rani and all the gopis, they throw their butter, they throw their tea, they throw their yogurt pots, all everything what they were supposed to go to the other village and sell, everything was thrown out. So still not enough. There is thinking, the boat is thinking, the village is not enough, and still, you know, the village is waiting for, the village where we are going is waiting for. They take it, details with me, if they are returning from the other village, the Raja, whom is very far, they are going to sell it. So, still very far to go, please. remove so many things. Krishna finally suggests, you know, Soma Sodha is saying, I think you have to remove all of the costs and throw it out, otherwise, you know, it is too heavy to this extent. His last suggestion, they do not take it anymore. They said, be prepared, throw you out of the boat, that will solve the problem. There is no more pain. We have to throw you out. Then Krishna says, okay, no choice, so continue to fight. So what happens is that time, he will make all the gopis, you know, to throw the water out. Until they have decided also. They are throwing the water outside the boat, everything. Krishna is throwing, Radharani is throwing, all the gopis are throwing the water. The water is rushing into the boat. They don't throw it, they are continuously operating. Until their hands, their feet, everything really, really tired. Krishna makes them work so hard, the water is coming, they are throwing. And then finally, there is a big clouds, then there is a storm. Huge wind. And the boat is tossing up and down in the Yamuna. Krishna, you know, he wanted to say, hey, don't be scared, because he's a boatman. He says, don't be scared. This boat is not very sturdy, you know. Even though it's a old boat, even though there is a hole inside the boat, even though the water is coming inside, you don't have to worry so much. You see? So he started, you know, shaking the boat, whole boat and saying, it is, you know, tossing, he's shaking. You see, nothing is going to happen. He makes it toss around. And finally, you know, to make it short, Srimati Radharani sleeps and she falls on Krishna and holds him, and maybe there is a big lightning, she's scared and she falls on Krishna. And then she realizes this fellow is not a boatman, he is actually Krishna himself. Then she is very happy. She is very happy. And then suddenly once she realizes it is Krishna, the storm stops, the water rushes, it's all under happening under the internal potency of Krishna. Okay, the Vishwarupa form, past time doesn't happen. It is on the external energy of Krishna, the Vishwarupa form is always present. But when he is shown into Arjuna, it will happen under the internal potency or external potency. Vishwarupa form, the form itself takes place under what potency? Internal or external? External. But when he is shown into Arjuna, it will happen under internal or external? The form is there, but he has to show it to Arjuna, then he has to arrange under. In the mind of the potency, because Krishna is there, so he is showing that this form is like this. So again, it is internal potency. So here also, by the arrangement of the internal potency, in this particular Loka Yatra pastime, once the Radharani holds Krishna, then she realizes it is Krishna, and then all this is happening under the internal potency. Until this, now all the things that we know what are done. So now the boat looks very beautiful. It's no more the old boat. Krishna looks very beautiful. It doesn't look like that, you know, that he born or something like a villager. It looks very nice. Then suddenly the atmosphere is very nice. Nice breeze is coming, they can smell lotuses, they can smell jasmine, they can all chambas, all kinds of scents are coming right in the center of the river. Everything is so nice, the boat is beautifully decorated. You see upstairs and you go, the boat is very nicely decorated with flowers and garlands. So it was not like earlier, just 1 minute back, how it was not there. And then Krishna this time is very happy, everybody is very happy, it's a very happy ending. He takes them around on the banks of, I think, Maratikanda or Yamuna around. He wanted to show all the places where they had passed time. They go on a Vihar Yatra. They go on a picnic kind of a thing on the boat. So it's called a Noka Yatra pastime. Devotees have arranged upstairs. You can go up and celebrate this night festival. And remember, there may be other pastimes. I could say one pastime like this. And before I stop, with your permission, I just want to read some letters. Okay? 2 minutes only. 2 or 3 letters. First of all, I personally take this opportunity to thank every devotee who is here, or who is not here also, who prayed for the health and the recovery of His Holiness, Devadatta Swami Guru Maharaj, and we are very happy for your prayers, and we are always indebted to you for all the wonderful prayers. And because of your prayers, the recovery has been very fast, and then the doctor says almost like a miracle. And Krishna arranged his pastime to show that how the loving relationships, because Radharani writes, we don't know why this inconceivable pastime has happened, that you have to be in the hospital. But maybe after 2 days, we go find the best answer. One thing I think is, the loving relationship, how much he realized all his God brothers, all his Swami members, every devotee around the world, all the members, everybody, you know, they are all praying for him. that this happened, 24 of the things around. And I write some of a little bit old letters, but I write one or two very nice letters. One is by His Holiness Bhakti Chaitanya Swami Maharaj. I don't need many, only two letters I will write. Because this will increase our devotion and also will pray more intensely. Especially today is the day they are trying to remove the ventilator of Guru Maharaj, and he asks, and the devotees have asked from Bombay, that today we pray more intensely. So when we are upstairs celebrating the festival, it's a very joyful festival. In that joy, we are joyful because Guru Maharaj also has recovered. Even though it is critical, but compared to the first day, he has recovered a lot. It's a little bit joy, suppression only. The removing the ventilator is going to breathe on his own. Yesterday he had soup, that is only food, first time for prasadam after so many, 3 days also. So it's a nice suggestion. Please pray when you are doing this kirtans and noka yantra, pastime and things. Please add His Holiness name into your prayers that he can recover even more faster and be with all of us. Okay, so in this book, I will just read two letters. One is by His Holiness Bhakti Chaitanya Swami Maharaj. I am so happy to hear that your health is improving so strongly. Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda are blessing us by allowing us to have your association longer. I am praying to them to help you come completely back to normal and continue your service to Srila Prabhupada enthusiastically. Please forgive me for all my offenses. I remain your humble servant Bhakti Chaitanya Swami Maharaj ki jai.
Prayers
for your help. He began each class remembering you and leading all portals in which he said not prayers for your help. In every holy place he visits, all of the devotees express their love and prayers for you. I would love to be at your bedside at this moment, but I feel I should best serve you by leading all of the devotees in prayer for you in the holy Nama of Vrindavan. You are our dearmost spiritual leader of this form, and the service that you have rendered for Srila Prabhupada and Pandatattva is unprecedented and glorious. The whole world of Vaishnava is in great need of your divine association. You are now completely in the hands of our beloved Srila Prabhupada and Srila Radha Madhava. It is inconceivable pastime. My sincerest love and gratitude is for ever being offered to your lotus feet, your insignificant servant or Nama Swami. I think we'll stop here. So, I get to say that, so please, when you are doing the festival, please add these prayers to Guru Maharaj, especially today, the room, the ventilator, they will be, you know, being safe and secure and please continue to recover and be well. Thank you all very much for this wonderful association. I stop here. No time for questions. Maybe another time. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki. Bhagavad Gita ki. Sai Gaurav Premanand.
Bhagavad Gita Prabhu ki. Yeah.